Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. On today's show, guys, I just want to say thank you, first of all, for your support over the last 2 weeks. I have been sick, and I am feeling 100% better now. I'm not completely well, but I'm much better than I was. Believe me, you did not want to hear me sound the way I sounded last week and the week before last. So I appreciate you guys letting me take a break, and I just want to say thank you so much for all the support on Facebook and Twitter and all that. Please follow the show on Twitter at The Creative Pod. And the Facebook page is also The Creative Podcast. You can find it there. Please support me on iTunes and Stitcher using ratings and reviews. Please leave me a rating and review there. It really helps me, give me support, and it also helps me in the rankings as well on iTunes and Stitcher. On today's show, guys, I actually just want to give you guys kind of my thoughts on probably my favorite and what I believe is the most powerful form of creativity in the creative space. So, I don't know if you guys know, but when I was growing up, I started out in a certain field of creativity, and we're going to get to that in just a second. I'm making you wait, though. But as I was growing up, I started out in a certain field of creativity and thought I was always going to be in that field forever. Like, my goal was to go and do this thing forever. Obviously, that's changed, as you'll know in just a second, but I was so laser-focused on this one area as a child that I never thought I was going to do anything else. So I won't keep leading you on anymore. What I would think, and you don't have to agree with me on this, but what I think is the most powerful form of creativity and most powerful medium to share your message of creativity is, in my opinion, music. And specifically, for me at least, jazz. So why do I believe this? Well, as I was growing up, I started out playing drums. My parents got me a practice pad for my birthday in November, and then said if I practice a whole bunch, they will get me a snare drum. And they did. And probably begrudgingly to my dad, he wasn't a huge fan of the whole drum set and playing drums and pots and pans and all that. My mom was pretty supportive of it. She was a band nerd growing up, when she was growing up, played clarinet and sang and all that. My dad, not so much. He was more of the practical type, go and do a real job, necessarily, you know, kind of for lack of better words. But when I was a child, I was so laser focused on music, and especially jazz. Jazz always kind of interests me, and it still does today. I was prepared for this podcast. I was actually listening to a jazz podcast, actually, that I just recently started tuning into, and it really, it kind of gave me this idea and this thought that jazz is so powerful, but music in general is so powerful, and I want to make an argument for that today. Now, I really, at the end of this podcast, when you're done listening to this, I actually want you to email me at thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. Share some of your thoughts with me. If you disagree, if you agree, if you have something maybe I missed that might give an argument to another form of creativity that you might think is more powerful, please, you know, interact with me. I want to hear your thoughts on this. But the reason I feel music is so powerful is if you look throughout history, you know, we've not always had photography. We've not always had film. We've not always had podcasting, radio, you know, things like that that have allowed us to share our point of view and our experiences with other people. But one of the things that we've always seemed to have throughout history, and as far back as we can see, to me, has always been music. And to a certain point, drawing and painting. But music seems to always be that one thing that throughout history, in any civilization that you look at, we all have some sort of form of our own music and our own musical expression. The reason I feel like this is such an important element to humanity is because look inside you. You know, if you go and try to feel your pulse, every human being has a certain pulse. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but every human being has a sort of energy. They're you know, letting out a certain energy from their bodies. That's just the way it is. We're magnetically charged, you know, so that's why a lot of times you might like get static electricity and you shock somebody. because we all have like our own, like our bodies are full of energy. Same thing with music. You know, now don't get me wrong, other forms of art do have similar, you know, aspects as music, you know, like music does. But I feel that music encompasses all these different aspects into this one form of art that really translates to all types of different people. You know, even the person that doesn't know anything about music, doesn't know how to play an instrument, doesn't even know anything about music, they can kind of get into music and they can kind of bob their head and understand that if a music feels a certain way and it feels good, they're going to respond. That's one of the most powerful things about music. You don't have to be a musician to understand it or enjoy it or appreciate it or know that it's good. You just know that it's good because of how it feels and how it makes you feel. One of the other reasons that I feel music is so powerful is because it's not just a one-person job. What I do now as a professional is I'm actually a professional photographer. I'm a portrait photographer. So for me, I do interact more with people than, like, say, like a landscape photographer might. Landscape photographer is going to go out, and I did this, you know, when I first started photography, I'd go out like 5 a.m, go find a spot, and, look for different elements that I want to maybe put into a photograph. But pretty much it was just me out there and my camera and whatever equipment I would need. As a portrait photographer, yeah, I do interact with other people, so I'm a little bit more close to like a musician would be interacting with other musicians, but still, even as a photographer, when you're looking at a photograph, a finished photograph, you're looking at one person's vision. Now, it might have been a couple people helping to drive that vision, but at the end of the day, there was one person clicking the shutter to make that photograph happen. There might have been many people putting all the pieces together, but there was one person and one eye making that photograph. So at the end of the day, it's still one person involved with that photograph. You can narrow down the creativity to one person. Now let's take, for instance, a jazz trio, a normal jazz trio, which in my, you know, what I would constitute a jazz trio as being piano, bass, and drums. Okay, so you're looking at something like that, and with that, there's three different people playing different instruments, different parts, melody, accompaniment, things like that, and they're also able to do solos and, you know, express themselves that way. So there's three people listening to that album or playing on that song. Let's say it's a recorded album in a studio. So you're looking at those three people collaborating together. Also, maybe the sound engineer or the producer is also recording that. So that's four people now. And then let's say there's just one person listening to it. So that's five people involved. With a photograph, you know, there's usually the photographer, maybe the subject, and then the viewer. There's three people. The reason I feel music is so powerful, because it brings people together in a way that I don't feel any other medium really does. Now, no disrespect to, you know, graphic designers, writers, things like that, but I just feel that music is so collaborative, and that's why it's so powerful. Also, I feel human beings have such a deep connection to music because of the way our bodies are built. There's literally a drum inside of us, for lack of a better word, you know, beating at a constant pace. And if you think about it this way, if we're excited, our heart races faster. If we're sad, or if we're sick, or, you know, what if we're not feeling well, our heart rate might go down. Depending on how our emotions are interacting with the world, our heart and our pulse changes. Same thing with music. You know, happy music might be a little bit faster, a little bit more exciting. If you've ever heard like a New Orleans second line, you know, what is a New Orleans second line? Let's get into that for just a second. So from my understanding, a second line would be kind of, there'd be a funeral procession. And then also there'd be a celebration. So like you'd play like a dirge or a more somber piece of music going to the funeral with the body. But then on the way back, you would celebrate that person's life. So you'd have like, you know, that's a really terrible rendition of Saints Gonna March You In. But you get that kind of idea. It's that very, you know, really, it has like a kind of like this driving that makes you kind of bounce. It's kind of a bouncy sound to the music. So you can change people's emotions by the way you perform music and the tempo that you perform the music at. there's so many different elements that I feel that music is so powerful. It's one of those things that if I go back and listen to a song that maybe I listened to maybe when I was sad, it goes back and it evokes so many more emotions for me. I don't know of any other form of art that evokes so much emotions, at least in me. Now, you might not agree. You might feel that maybe a painting might do that for you, or maybe a movie or a piece of literature might do that for you. But there's something about music, and especially for me, jazz, that really help evokes, or it really helps to evoke certain emotions within me. It makes me feel alive. In college and even in high school, I played a lot of jazz. And I was just talking to my wife about it. One of the most interesting things, at least for me as a musician, I was a drummer. I would go and I'd play in a piano trio. And I actually just thought about it the other day. I miss playing with those guys a lot, but we were not only a piano trio, we were the rhythm section for a big band. We played in a vocal jazz ensemble. We were the rhythm section for that. So me and these two other guys, this pianist and this bass player, we would play a lot together. So we knew each other pretty well. One of my favorite things to do, though, would be we'd have a dinner engagement to go play at, just the three of us. So we would go and set up and then say, okay, you want to play a blues? Sure, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. And just kick it off and start playing a blues. And we would just kind of hang out and kind of work our way through this blues and just, find different things that we could do, different textures, different sounds. And it was so much fun. We were just creating an atmosphere for these people to enjoy their dinner. And that's one of the things I feel that music does better than any other medium. It really casts this atmosphere in a room. Have you ever been into a really great restaurant and you go and sit down and the waiter or waitress comes to you, hey, these are our specials for the evening, and then you're just sitting there and it's just a really pleasant environment and you feel like it just has a certain feel to the room? Listen closely. There's probably something playing in the background, some music playing that really helps set that mood, sets that atmosphere. It'll probably be something jazz related. If it's kind of a softer, more elegant sounding venue. Now, that's not necessarily. I'm not saying that jazz is the end all be all of all music. Believe me, I listen to lots of different music, but for me, jazz is such an American art form. It's a mismatch. Or mishmash, really, or a hodgepodge of different types of music. You pulled in European music, you pulled in African beats, Afro-Cuban, Latin music. We pulled in, just different types of music all came together to make this melting pot, if you will, of different types of music into this one form that we now see as jazz. And it's so powerful because, again, just like I said before, with these different musicians collaborating and maybe a sound recordist and a listener listening to these things, it's such a collaborative process. Now, one of the cool things, if you listen, I listen to a lot of jazz and I listen to a lot of jazz recordings. One of the cool things about jazz, it's one of the only forms of music that, I'm not going to give a statistic because I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but I would assume that, let's say, 75% of jazz recordings you listen to are going to be in front of a live audience. Why is that? I don't see many rock artists there are some, but not as many, that actually record all of their music in front of a live audience. Why is that? I really feel that, performing music in front of a live audience gives that song a certain feel and a certain... It's hard to put into words. It's hard to describe, but a certain, it's really difficult to say. A soul or a personality to that performance, depending on how the crowd's reacting to what you're doing, and how people feel and how you feel, it really changes music. Again, I'm not talking a lot about jazz, but that's just really where my mindset's at right now, listening to this jazz and just really kind of reacclimating myself with what's popular in jazz. It's been kind of a cool journey for me to go back and really dig into that. I'm coming very close. If my wife's listening to this right now, she's going to cringe. I'm coming very close to pulling out my 1960s Ludwigs and sitting down and playing some jazz. But I might have to just you know, deal with hanging out with my electronic drums or playing my awesome cajon that a buddy of mine built. But I'm coming very close to pulling the drums out of the closet and setting them up in my office here in the podcasting studio. It's I'm really getting the itch. But it's one of those things, if you have ever, I'm not saying become a musician, if you're into another type of creativity, but what I am saying is maybe turn on some, if you're feeling not very creative, turn on some music. You know, that's one of the things that I do. Even as a photographer, I have like a little Bluetooth speaker, and typically if I go onto a set and want to start taking pictures of somebody or wanting to get into a certain, you know, mindset, I will usually listen to a certain type of music. Like, let's say I'm going to go in and maybe do kind of an edgier photo shoot, maybe a more of a tough photo shoot. I'll probably listen to rock music. I'll probably listen to like maybe some metal, you know, something a little more grungy. Let's say I'm going to go do something that's maybe a little bit more, you know, fashion-y. Maybe I'll listen to like electronic music. It kind of, music has the ability to transcend any culture, but also transcend any emotion that you're having, and it could help change your point of view. If I'm having a bad day, I'll usually turn on some tunes, and by the you know 15, 20 minutes it takes me to get home, my entire mood will be different compared to the way it was when I was at work. So music has the ability to change your point of view. And no disrespect to any other art form, but I don't know many paintings that I've looked at, and you know, I appreciate painting, but I don't know of many paintings that I can look at for 15 minutes and it will change my mindset or my emotional state within that time frame. But I can listen to some music and it'll change how I feel about everything in the entire world. And that's just a powerful thing. So, you know, if you're a different type of artist, maybe you're a painter or a, you know, comedian or a, you know, a podcaster, even whatever you're doing, if you want to really get a taste of what I'm talking about, just turn on your favorite song, maybe when you're having a bad day, and you're not going to notice it, but you might. It'll change your mood and how you feel. I can't overstate this enough. Music is so powerful. Listen, okay, think about this. I'm going to finish up here in a second, but I wanted to give you this thing to think about as well. Think about your favorite movie, okay? Let's take maybe a scary movie. I don't like scary movies, but this is a great example for that. Take a scary movie, and when it gets to like, you know, when it starts getting scary, mute the sound and watch the movie without any audio or any sound. Okay. Is it as scary? Probably not. I will argue that fact that it'll probably not be as scary. Why is that? Well, there's music playing in the background you might not notice, but it's causing kind of an emotional response, like, oh, like, you know, you hear like this aura of sound coming out of the screen, and it's going to get louder and scarier, and then finally it just explodes into this terror. That's due to the music. That's due to the way it's put together, and it can tension and release. And oh, I could talk all day about it. It's so interesting, kind of the psychology of music. That's really something I want to dive into a little bit more of, like the actually like the psychology behind creating things, creating art. So that's definitely something I want to do very soon on this podcast. Again, I will stop rambling about how awesome music is, but if you're not a musician, I'm sorry, but I hope you can glean something from this. If you can take whatever art form you do and use some of the elements that music uses to create, to be created, like the collaboration and the, you know, trying to change people's moods or anything that you could think of like that. If you can do that with, let's say, any form, you know, graphic design, comic books, anything like that, and you can take like the kind of like what music does and do that to the person that you're trying to appease or appeal to, it's going to go so far. So please take that and run with it and really think about that next time you turn on your favorite song. Wow. I'm just so I feel so overwhelmed with this thought. You know, thank you so much for listening to me ramble about it, but it's just so interesting to me. With that being said, guys, I want to say thank you so much for listening today. Thank you so much for downloading on iTunes, Stitcher, rating and reviewing the show on those platforms. If you have any questions or if you want to comment, I would love to hear how you feel about what we talked about today. I would love to hear it. Hit me up on Twitter, at The Creative Pod. If you want to email the show, at The Creative Podcast at email the show, thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. And please, please, let me know if you have anybody that you want to have on the show. I have probably 4 or 5 guests that I've talked to over the last couple weeks, months, that I want to have on the show, and I'm going to be doing that very soon. I've just been busy with work. I'm going to get busy with work the next month or so, but I'm going to definitely do my best not to get sick again and not have any missed episodes. But I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening, and I look forward to having you guys having your responses to this episode. I want to hear some of how you guys feel about what I said. You don't have to agree with me. It's perfectly fine if you don't. But until next time, guys, I will let you go. Thank you so much, and have a great afternoon. Thank you.